Hey guys, and welcome to the WWE podcast, Quick Hits. And you know, this is one of those shows that I'm never excited to do. It's one of those that come out of nowhere, and either someone died, or there are mass firings, or something along those lines. And today is one of those days. I mean, granted, it could be worse. We could have had news about death or something like that, but the next worst thing is firings and layoffs, and WWE this year has gone on a complete tear of gutting their roster, not just talent, but also the management and road agents and everyone behind the scenes, the crew that sets up the ring and so forth. Like, so nobody is immune. And the latest news, obviously, is the shocking news of the release of Braun Strowman, Aleister Black, and Lana, of course. And, you know, this just goes to show, and I tweeted this out earlier, that there is no such thing as safe if you're an employee of WWE. And I understand that you could say that about any employer, right? Unless you're a public employee, which even then it's not impossible to get fired, but you essentially have to, you know, murder somebody in the street. You are in, you know, you're not guaranteed your job. You're not guaranteed your position from day to day. Your employer, especially if you're in a private company, can lay you off without reason. That's the risk you take in a private organization. And I understand that. But it's gotten to the point now in WWE where it's not just insecurity among the talent and staff there. It's gotten to the point of fear. And if you thought people were micromanaged before and were fearful to go out on a limb before in promos or in their creative or speak up, I think you have squashed that completely. You know, I know that we all complain about scripted promos. We all complain about the predictability and storylines. And when people speak, it doesn't sound like their own voice. And, you know, they need to try to do something, go out on a limb, do something creative that normally wouldn't be done, speak up. I think that will now be squashed to the point of people not even wanting to entertain the thought for fear of their jobs. And do you really want an organization? Do you really want to be a part of an organization that you are just every day wondering if you're going to get that notice, that call? You know, do you really want to work in an organization that you don't know if you're going to be employed from day to day? Nobody is safe. No. I understand that you need to have a sense of urgency, not get lackadaisical in your job, and that, you know, you are dispensable. I get that. But again, this has reached a level that is sickening for WWE. And look, I was not the biggest Braun Strowman fan. I thought that he was a kind of a one-dimensional character. I was not a big fan of his character. In ring, he was fine, and he had a great look and size, everything. I wasn't the biggest fan of his. Aleister Black, we never really got to see fleshed out. I mean, he gives Black Mass to Big E, and we see all the Dark Father stuff, and all that time and everything was just essentially wasted. And Lana, you know, you could kind of see that one coming. I spoke about her in my Raw review, that she doesn't feel like she belongs in the ring, and I think her talents are best suited as a manager, as a, you know, a valet of sorts, and that's fine. There are roles for that. So hers is the least shocking, but beyond the shock, beyond the fact that we, you know, I may sit here and knock characters and, you know, say that so-and-so should have, you know, probably should have been on the chopping block, I think there's a human element to this. You know, these are people's livelihoods. And some may say, well, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe have millions of dollars. Well, you have to remember, guys, they may be making a whole boatload of money, but number one, they didn't have their health insurance paid for. They had to pay for their own travel expenses, given the fact they didn't have to travel much over the last, you know, year or 15 months. I get that. And it's also not how much you spend, but how much you save, or how much you make, it's how much you save, right? So we have no idea the financial situation of these people, and they have families, and they have people relying on them for their income. And yes, they have other places to go to work. But does that mean everybody that gets fired from WWE is essentially a charity case? And AEW is automatically going to pick you up? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, there's only so much space in AEW. There is no guarantee of them getting work anywhere. I mean, independence, sure, but to the level that they were being paid in WWE is extremely unlikely. I don't think everybody that gets fired is going to be immediately picked up by AEW. I think that is oftentimes a misconception among wrestling fans that, oh, they could just go to AEW. Again, guys, AEW is a finite amount of space. They only have so much TV time. There are people competing for that time. It is not a slam dunk by any means. So that is something we need to consider. And again, the families of these people, right? Families of these people. We have no idea what the financial situation is. You could be making $1 million a year, but if you're not saving, you could be as broke as somebody making $40,000 a year. So, and I apologize for the noise, guys. I'm actually outside right now on my lunch break at work. And I had to jump on here. This is crazy news. You expect the releases at the week after WrestleMania. That's typically the dark week. The Tuesday or Wednesday following WrestleMania is usually that really dark day. And this year didn't disappoint with the release of a lot of staff, mainly a lot of staff, not too much talent. And then this comes along, and it seems as if it's an ongoing process in WWE, right? It's not like that one day and it's done. Every time we turn around, we hear about new releases coming out. And some names may be bigger than others, but that doesn't mean that just because the names are bigger that the effect is any less, because these people are human beings, right? And I oftentimes think that as fans, we forget that. And we think that everybody is just rich, wallowing in their money, you know, and that's not the case. You know, if you bought a $1 million home and you're making six figures, well, you still have to pay for that home. You know, there are still expenses that go with the lifestyle that you were afforded because of the money you were making. And now, they will have to downgrade, assuming. So, you know, this does go beyond just names being released. So, but it is shocking, guys. It is shocking. And I did not expect Braun Strowman to be released or Aleister Black. I don't think anybody expected that to be the case. Especially given they just started to rebuild Aleister Black, and that 17 days ago, Braun Strowman was involved in a triple threat match for the WWE Championship. He was a WWE Championship contender, and all of a sudden, gone. We'll never know the reasons why, other than to probably safely assume that it's because they felt that they got everything that they could get out of that individual. And they didn't see a future of them in WWE, at least growing as a character, helping them make money in WWE. And, you know, I would disagree, especially with Braun Strowman. I was a anti-Monster Among Men, Mr. Freight Train. I didn't like his character, but I thought there was more there. They just never brought it out. They seem to just hide behind the same marketing, the marketing message of him being the monster among men, and all of a sudden they're putting in choo-choo train noises as he runs around the ring. I thought there was more to Braun, and I think that he will land on his feet. I think Aleister Black will as well. Both men are very talented and have mileage under their belt. They understand the product. They've been to the big leagues in WWE, and I think both will probably not have a problem finding work elsewhere, AEW or otherwise. As far as Lana goes, again, you know, I think we knew what we had with Lana. A very pretty face, very good as a manager, was the best she ever was when she came in with Rusev as the stuck-up Russian manager for Rusev, associate, whatever it may be. And I loved how they just had a strictly business relationship at first. You know, there was no discussion of them having a romantic relationship until obviously the news came out. So I really don't know what is going on here. You know, I would assume, again, that it's them completely blowing up their model and trimming the fat, as they would probably reference. You know, but Lana ultimately, you know, I think was a failed experiment in the ring. she was kind of just this, just another blonde, right? She was just another blonde in WWE that certainly has no shortage of blondes. You know, she wasn't very good on the mic, and I, you know, her and Bobby Lashley over last year's wedding and all that kind of thing. It was bad, really bad. So I got to say, you know, I feel for Lana as a person, as a character. I could care less that she's gone, you know, so that I want to make sure I differentiate that, right? I want to make sure that I don't come off as a cold-hearted SOB, but at the same time recognize that if I was WWE, this character sucks, you know, and I'll understand that she is not as good in the ring as most of the ladies. I mean, she's just not. And I think that was plainly obvious when they stuck her with Dana Brooke, who I think is also underrated. And, you know, I think there's more to her than meets the eye as well. But, guys, certainly a tough day if you're in WWE. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm going to sit here and cry, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I knew them personally. And then I'm going to, you know, sulk my sorrows and tears in a bottle of, a bottle of Grey Goose. But certainly I understand the human element to this. And from a business perspective, from the business end of things, I do understand Lana. I think that they never got the full realization of what Aleister Black could be. And with Braun Strowman, who is the most shocking and really is the headline release for this, I think that is the one that's really going to shock people. It really is certainly a shocking day. And looking here for a tweet. This is actually from Aleister Black. He said, this was today after the release, "I'm gathering my thoughts as this was a complete left field for me. As obviously we just started the Dark Father character, but this was it. Thank you so much, WWE Universe, for allowing me to create and give you small bits of myself. That's it." So certainly this is still shocking, and I don't think the talent saw it coming either. The talent were as shocked as we were, and not a great day in the office, so to speak, for these three individuals. And if there's more coming, I wouldn't be surprised. And I guess the last point I'll make here is, this is not a good look for WWE. This is not a good look, or at least from a PR perspective, right? From a PR perspective, I think this undermines a lot of fans' goodwill and how they view the company. You know, that this is a cutthroat business, I get it. But I don't know what it is as of late that they are just... It seems as if they have no tolerance. They have no patience. They just are trigger fingering a lot of talent here. And perhaps, you know, there's talk of a merger. I doubt it, or selling the company. I don't think they'd sell the company. I think you'd have to pry it from Vince McMahon's cold, dead hands. So I don't think that's the case. But this is really tough. And it is puzzling. And I think it undermines the goodwill of fans that the fans had, or any kind of love affair vision or feeling they had for WWE. This, I think, affects fans. It affects the PR as a whole, because news outlets are going crazy with this. And it also obviously affects the talent and how the talent now view the company, and how the talent are going to be even more careful about what they do and say, and that they are walking on eggshells every single time that they walk into that arena or talk to somebody on the phone from the company, that they better not say the right thing, better not do the wrong thing, do exactly as they're told. And I think that is also extremely detrimental to the talent who are still remaining. Ultimately, this also does regress the possible creativity coming out of that talent, or talents that may be hesitant to bring out who they think they might want to be, or try something new for fear of them being fired. So it is a deterrent for creativity. It creates fear when they walk in those doors. It also undermines the goodwill of fans. When you do this kind of stuff on this scale with this type of talent, it shows you nobody's safe. And you may have people in WWE tell you, well, no job is safe. You need to always be on your toes. That's a bunch of crap. You know, most people are smart enough to understand that you become complacent in your job, especially in private industry. Sure, your neck could be on the chopping block. I get that. But when you have guys of the caliber, especially Braun Strowman and what he just did coming out of a WWE title picture, and he's on the chopping block. Aleister Black, who they just put a bunch of time and effort into and building him up, starting a program with Big E, he's gone. Lana's not so much of a shock, but I think there are more to come, and it's tough. So, all right, guys, those are my thoughts. Probably more coming tonight as we do our mailbag, and the rest of Nostalgia will be on Patreon. So check out our Patreon if you're interested to catch Wrestling Nostalgia. But the mailbag will be up later tonight, if not early tomorrow. Depends how late I'm up tonight. But I'll speak more on this on the Nostalgia and or mailbag show if there's more news coming out or my brain comes up with some more thoughts. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and stay safe. I'll talk to you next time.